And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Here we are indeed. I'm Anthony Enman. Brian Cleveland is in studio with me. We are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. These charts are for the week ending Tuesday, October 8th, 2013. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find out that Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. And you can find the entire national top 50 from which we play selections from the top 20 over the 2 hours of the program. And we're about to delve into the top 10. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as interviews, reviews, and loads more, so go check it out.
And if you want to contact us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at Earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we also want to hear from you, giving you some exposure on this show and a feature. So make sure that you get in contact with us. All right. In this hour, the top 10 plus an interview with Bucky from Royal Canoe, who are sitting on the charts this week. So you're going to hear from them in a little bit. But first, we're going to kick things off with your number 10.
Here's Luckiest Man by King Khan and the Shrines from their new album, I Don't Know More. It's down from number 6 to number 10.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
Showing you that I was a man. Now there's love here right now.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
I'm stealing cable, hee 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 ho. I'm stealing cable, Ted Rogers, he go no. Ted Rogers rolling, he just rolling in his grave, you know. I can't stop smiling, thinking about all the money I save. I'm stealing cable, yeah. I'm stealing cable, fuck yeah. Found a guy in Kijiji, met him in a sketchy parking lot. He sold me some kind of weird screwdriver thing. Helps me hack into my Rogers box. I'm stealing cable, boo, 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 boo. I'm stealing cable, ho, 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 ho. I don't need no town loads, I don't need no touring sites, because I got my free cable TV, and it keeps me warm at night. I'm stealing cable, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm stealing cable, fuck yeah. Getting kinda nervous when I see that Rogers man. I break out into a cold sweat when I see a red minivan. I'm stealing cable, ho, 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 ho. I'm stealing cable, Ted Rogers, he go no.
Number 8.
Talk me out of my lies, and forgive myself for trying. Tell me to be brave tonight, and if we compare the timing, take me out of the wild, build up my frame of mind, and burn it till you're set on fire. Tell me when you cut the wires. Talk me out of this town. Open this heart of mine. Tell me when you cut the wires now. Open this heart of mine. You know, study well before you hear it. Every beat and every note, you'll remember when you're near it. Take me out of the wild, build up a frame of mind, and burn it till you're set on fire. Tell me when you cut the wires. Talk me out.
Think that's a xylophone?
Maybe.
I feel like that might be.
You and your instrumental knowledge.
I have a little bit. I used to play the xylophone once.
In your orchestra. That was Toronto-based folk pop singer-songwriter Baja Boulay, and her latest album, her third album, Tall Tall Shadow, debuts at number 8 this week. Down from number 7 to number 9, it was B.A. Johnson. You heard a track called Mission Accomplished. A track off of the album Mission Accomplished called Roll Teddy Roll. And before that, of course, the album cut you heard from Baja Boulay was called Wires. And starting off that set was Luckiest Man by King Khan and the Shrines. His latest is called Idle No More, and it's at number 10, down from number 6.
It was a Fisher-Price Orchestra, by the way. Just so you know, my xylophone and everything.
Just you and your teddy bears?
I was a heavy rocker back when I was like 6 years old. Just really into it. Into the whole music scene. Then I don't know what happened. Video games. Must be what it was. All right then. Why do you do this to me?
You're just telling crazy stories over here. I just don't know how to contribute.
You contribute by telling me about your childhood and what you did as a child. How come you didn't come be part of my band?
You didn't live here.
No, that's true.
If you lived down the street, it would have been all about it.
The Fisher Price Boys. All right. We are going to have a few more songs to bring you in the next little bit of this program. And also, you're going to hear from Bucky of Royal Canoe. We're going to be talking to him about their newest album and what the band is up to and what's going to be on the horizon for them. But first, we've got number 7 to bring your way. Brian's going to let you know what that is.
You're going to hear Close to Me by the Darcys. Their latest album is at number 7, down from 4 this week, and it's called Boring.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
Stole me, washed over me.
That was the Darcy's at number 7 this week on the Earshot charts. Heading to the phone now to chat with Bucky of Royal Canoe, who have recently released their first debut full-length. Bucky, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what was the recording process like for this album?
It was a pretty slow process, we did it, I guess, a lot in bits and pieces. A lot of us, we kind of have a hard drive that stays at our rehearsal space, and so we can all kind of go there whenever we want in small groups or by ourselves or all together, however we want, and kind of just throw ideas onto the hard drive, and someone can come in the next day and add their piece to it and kind of build songs that way. So we don't really write necessarily in the conventional way of like all getting together to jam and kind of like strum out chords and figure out parts that way, but kind of build the songs piece by piece over time and add lots of things and then take lots of things away. And so it's a pretty slow process, but it's a really rewarding process because you feel like you've, you know, exhausted all of your options when you've decided on the things that are really important to the song at the end.
And the band has some EPs that precede this release. Is there anything you did on this record that was unique in recording or differs from your previous sound, maybe experimenting with different instruments or sounds?
The EPs that came before this record were kind of all recorded in the same time frame as we were making this record. So it was kind of, the EPs and this record were kind of all recorded during the same kind of 2 or 2.5 year period. So, definitely when we started working on this record and the EPs, there were some things that we really wanted to focus on and things that were different from previous projects that we had been in. So making rhythm a really important piece of the puzzle, starting a lot of our songwriting by making loops or some sort of rhythmic idea and building the songs that way. Or we found this vocal transformer pedal in our rehearsal space right before we started recording this record. And so it's if you listen to the record, there's some like low voice octave stuff that comes from that pedal. And so using vocal effects is another thing we really wanted to use to help bring out the qualities of the song that were important. And so I don't know, those are two examples of things that kind of were at the genesis of making this record.
And does the name of the album Today We're Believers have any meaning or story behind it?
Yeah, it's the title also of the first track on the record, and it's a song that actually there's two Matts in the band. They worked on those lyrics together, and I think it was kind of during a time we're in our hometown of Winnipeg, and the snow had just melted and the summer had kind of finally arrived and people were starting to get out of their houses and bike around and go drink by the river and kind of you know, feel euphoric about the summer. And so I think on a surface level, the song is kind of about that feeling of, you know, we live in a city where, you know, it's pretty extreme weather-wise, and also what that does to your emotions and your psyche. And the title is kind of about that moment where you believe in what you're doing, where you are, the choices you've made in life, etc. But kind of saying today we're believers kind of notes how that can be fleeting, and you kind of flip-flop back and forth about how you feel about that. So it's kind of a tentative belief.
There's more with Bucky coming up after we hear from the Pack AD, who are sitting at number 6 this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
Take my last breath someday.
And that was the Pack AD falling one spot to number six. And Bucky from Royal Canoe from the band is still on the line with us. And so you've got some Canadian tour dates coming up as well as some UK tour dates. What's touring been like for you and the band?
Touring's been a really great experience in this band. We've done a lot of it over the last few years. And I think, you know, having six guys in the band means there's a lot of people in the band, but it also means there's a lot of kind of different personalities to kind of enjoy it. We sometimes joke, once you get sick of one person, you can kind of just pick someone else to hang out with for a bit. So you don't kind of get sick of any one particular person in the band. But yeah, we've got a pretty great community in this band. We're all really good friends and we all really get along. And so it's a real pleasant experience to go play shows. And I feel like we're all constantly kind of challenged by making our live show evolve and performing the songs. And so it keeps everything exciting night after night. You know, at any point, something could totally fly off the rails. Luckily, it hasn't yet, but we kind of like to keep ourselves on edge, to keep ourselves excited about playing shows.
Have you guys ever been to the UK? And if so, is there a place you're looking forward to going back to? Or if not, is there a place that you're looking forward to most playing in, a city that you're just looking forward to visiting?
Yeah, we were in the UK in May for the first time. And so, yeah, we're really looking forward to going back. And I think probably we played a festival called The Great Escape in Brighton in May. And Brighton is a really kind of beautiful city right on the southern coast of the UK. And so we're playing there again this time. I'm really looking forward to walking around there. It's a nice place.
Well, royalcanoe.com, that's where you can find out all the information about this band. And if you're listening to us, this show is broadcast, recorded live out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick. And there are some dates coming up in our area or in our vicinity. So if you're listening in Fredericton, October 24th, you'll get to see them there. October 25th and 26th, they will be in Halifax for the Pop Explosion, and that ought to be an exciting time for you guys.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that festival. I've heard so many great things about it and never been, so I'm really, really looking forward to playing there.
All right, well, best of luck, royalcanoe.com again. And Bucky, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us.
Thanks for having me.
Here they are at number five this week on the Earshot charts. It's Royal Canoe. This is the Earshot 20.
Number five.
Getting lucky in the park where your daddy lives. Home.
It's the Earshot 20.
From the album of the same name, that was Today We're Believers by Royal Canoe, there at number 5 this week, up from number 8.
All right, and a big thanks to Bucky of Royal Canoe for joining us on the show and letting us know what's up with the band. And like I said in the interview, if you're listening to this, and it is broadcasting in Fredericton, and it is in October, then you will be able to go, yeah, that's what I said, October, because that's how I say it, because I'm cool. October?
You're not convincing anyone.
That I'm cool? Leave me alone, Brian. If it's October, you can go check out the show and just head to the website, royalcanoe.com, and you'll be able to find it all out there. And, of course, at the Halifax Pop Explosion as well, which I always hear is a good time. And sometime I'm going to get down there. I said this before, I think, and I think we should try and make this a reality. Do a live show from the Halifax Pop Explosion. Wouldn't that be pretty cool?
Yeah. Are you going to take me there?
Yeah.
And put me up and everything?
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get our entire package comped for us.
Oh, yeah? By who?
The promoters and organizers, because... It's big the Earshot 20. Come on. They're big fans of this show.
It does air in Halifax, you know.
It does. See? It would be huge. Huge. All right. We're going to take a break from the charts, as we do every week. Going to let you know some of the things that are making debuts on the charts but aren't in the top 20 yet. They have an opportunity to make it in, and we call this... Not that.
It's the lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Computers.
At number 49, Pain is Beauty is Sacramento, California singer-songwriter Chelsea Wolfe's fourth album of experimental indie rock. At number 48, crunchy Vancouver two-piece Hermetic released six-song cassette EP Heartbreakology, and it features more of their 90s nostalgic indie pop. At number 44, The Silver Gymnasium is album number 7 for the Texas indie rock alt-folk band Okkervil River. Debuting at number 38 is singer-songwriter Bill Callahan's releasing his fifth album of mellow indie rock and Americana called Dream River. And at number 35, Toronto Rockers Wildlife's second album, On the Heart.
On the Heart. They released it right on the heart.
There's some ellipsis on there in the front too. .. On the heart.
Oh, that sounds quite grim. If the ellipsis had a followed On the Heart, then I would have felt it was heart, like heartfelt, heartwarming. But ellipsis before the heart, I think, means that they're a little jaded.
That was your philosophy segment with Anthony Emmon.
I just like to create them all. I just create new ones. You never know what you're going to get when you tune into this show. So there you go. Thank you very much, Brian. And now we're going to keep moving on the charts. Four more to bring you before the hour is up. And we're going to start with our number 4 and work our way to the number 1 spot. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 4.
From their latest album, Hawaii, at number 4 this week, it's Said the Whale. They're down 2 spots. You're going to hear a track called Willow.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 4.
Spring has come and brought me these daffodils and lily leaves. I placed them all upon your chest. I knew that it would come to this. I've watched your skin and bones give out, wincing at the pain you felt. Helpless son, I am. If only sight had a clue, leaning on what's left.
Yeah.
when I left the house, the moment I was old enough, I only wanted you to see that I can make a man of me, and I'll keep you close with all my might. Back on time, and always try to be polite.
Shot 20. Number 3.
Oh,
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Ebon by Braids from their latest record, Flourish Parish. It sits still at number 3 this week. Before that, you heard from Said the Whale. They're down to number 4 from number 2. And their album's called Hawaii. You heard a track called Willow.
Pretty strong Ebon flow on this show. Huh? Ebon?
I'll just follow your puns with silence.
Oh, you're such a great colleague. We're so good together. I'm sure that's what everybody enjoys listening to. Me pathetically attempt to make you laugh and you just sitting in silence. That's what everybody enjoys.
Yeah.
Two more tracks to bring you, and then this painful show for you will be all over. If it's if you've enjoyed it, though, let us know. If you didn't enjoy it, please don't tell us. I'll probably cry a little. But we've got the top two, and I didn't actually look. I know that number one's the same, but was there movement in number two? Yes, you said there was a big jump.
There was, all the way from number 14 to number two, but not usurping our number one this week was the Sadies. Their newest album's called Internal Sounds. You're going to hear a track called The First 5 Minutes.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number two.
Yeah.
scissors, scissors beats, paper beats, rock. Church bells and whistles and talk, talk, talk. The king beats the queen and the knight beats the pawn. The sun beats the moon when the light meets the dawn. So burn down the orchards and slaughter the flock. Cross your fingers when you tell your lies. Cross your mind and close your eyes. Cross your heart and hope to die.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
Last night late, I was watching it snow. It always goes sideways in the city. It comes right out from the streetlights, you know. Pumped out by an engine, deep inside the earth's core, it goes sideways in the city. The day. This could be any evening in any place. The blizzard blows from left to right, which is funny because the piano's playing Summertime. From 1935, it sounds like a long break time. Residue, it's laughter from a marbled room. White crown sounds of possible sound that lures me. It says, don't you hurry, don't you worry, kid. We'll be seeing you, see you when you're ready.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track from Nico Case's latest record, The Worst Thing Is Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You. And that is sitting still this week at number one. You heard a track called Ragtime. Before that, you heard from the Sadies all the way up to number two from number 14. Their latest album is called Internal Sounds. And that was a track called The First 5 Minutes.
You're listening to Canada's Countdown Show for Alternative Radio. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. And each week, we count down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast live out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick Campus and Community Radio Voice. And we are also carried on a number of campus, community, and online stations, and we thank those partners for airing the show as well. If you want to hear any part of this program or previous programs, you can head to radioforall.net to download the show, and you can also podcast us on iTunes. That does it for another week. Join us next week as we count down a brand new Top 20, interviews, and loads more. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around for more great programming. It's on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.